Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Raw and Unfiltered with America's favorite conservative rock star. Direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back in the saddle again. It is Thursday. Today is the 7th of July. I almost said June. Doesn't it seem like it's June? Where did June go? I'm back. I took a little trip for the July 4th holiday. Went up to beautiful Park City, Utah, my second home. Tend to go there three or four times, sometimes as many as four times a year. Love Park City, Utah, my favorite place in the world, although it's filled with rich liberals, just filled. These are people who have all the money in the world. They could choose to go anywhere in the world, and they're not choosing anywhere in the world anymore. They're choosing Park City, Utah, because it is, without a doubt, one of the most beautiful places in the world. And it's safe, and it's in the United States, and they know that you're not going to get caught, outside the United States in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a panic, in the middle of a nuclear attack, in the middle of a terrorist attack. It's very safe. And the sun is always out, and it's 75 degrees every day, and it's absolutely beautiful. And you don't need a passport, you're not stopping in customs. So a lot of people are choosing. It's now the number one second home community in the United States of America. Number one, Park City, Utah. And I must tell you a lesson I learned there, because I was sitting at dinner at one of their fancier restaurants, and the people on both sides were having conversations, and it just points out again the disconnect between the rich and the rest of us, the middle class of America and the working class of America. And that you could be rich and completely understand the middle class, the working class, a la President Donald J. Trump. You could be upper middle class and understand the middle class, a la your host, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. But unfortunately, almost everyone I meet who's rich is a Democrat, a liberal, a communist, a socialist, a hypocrite. Every one of them is a liberal, and yet they choose to live in Park City, Utah. In 6 days in Park City, I never saw one black person. 6 days! 6 days! Never saw anyone but white people and a very occasional Asian and a very occasional Indian. I saw a couple of Indians from India with their family on vacation there. Two in 6 days out of thousands of people I passed. Everybody's white. And yet they're all liberal. Not just the vacationers, I mean the owners, the homeowners, the second homeowners. They're all liberal, and you hear their conversations and you want to vomit, and yet they choose to live in a place that's 100% white, which tells you about the hypocrisy of the left, number one. Number two, I sat there listening to two people on either side of me at dinner. You know, and anyone who thinks Wayne Root is rich, you know, I take two or three vacations a year, and it's to Park City. Right up the street from Las Vegas. And it's relatively inexpensive to fly there, relatively inexpensive to drive there, relatively inexpensive the way I handle it when you get there. These are people that buy $20 million homes and fill a 4 or 6 or 8 car garage with the most expensive toys in the world. And they fly there on private jets and land in Heber. And when you listen to them talking, they're talking about how every week they're going on vacation to somewhere amazing in the world. And they've got all the money in the world, and they want to see the beaches in Croatia, and the beaches in Thailand, and the beaches in Vietnam, and the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. And all they do is travel the world. They ski, they jet ski, they boat on yachts, they fly on private jets. And then when the topic comes around the politics, they say how much they hate Trump and that it's being overdone how bad Biden is. because they don't know what $5 gas means. They have no clue what $5 or $6, let alone $10 gas, would mean to an average person. They have no clue what it means when you go to the grocery store and everything costs, you know, put 8 things in your cart and it's $100. Put 12 things, $150. Walk out of there with a $600 bill. They have no idea, no clue what it's like to live in the real world and what Biden's policies have done to the average American. How they're just destroying the average American. So those are my observations of a few days in a very beautiful place. You know, how pretty is Park City? The running joke goes, God keeps his summer home in Park City, Utah. That's how nice Park City, Utah is. But the people are so rich and so out of touch and so clueless and so liberal and Democrat. And the July 4th parade, which was filled with policemen and firemen and a military Air Force jet flyover, which is amazing. Puts the hair on your arm stands up. And policemen and firemen and military and American flags left and right. Seems very patriotic. But then along comes the gay parade. In the middle of the parade with military and police and fire comes the gay contingent and the trans contingent. And then comes the Democrat Party. And then comes the abortion groups of Park City with women with signs saying that abortion is America. And you just want to vomit. It just turns super liberal at that point. And you just realize that you're not among friends. And that the people around you that are waving American flags, it seems so patriotic, really are not patriotic. They're not I love America people. They must think the parade is cute. It's a small town, amazing small town parade. Some say it's the best small town parade, July 4th parade in the United States of America. And I don't know of any other small town parade that gets a military Air Force jet flyover. But you suddenly realize when they cheer so hard for the transsexual group and for the abortion group and for the Democrat Party of Summit County, you suddenly realize you're not among friends. And if I had, you know, showed up with a Trump float, they would have probably booed me off the stage and thrown, you know, rotten apples at me. So, and then you sit down and listen to them at dinner, and they're the richest people in America, and God has blessed them with such wealth, and all they could do is attack Trump and praise Biden and the Democrat Party, and you realize these people know nothing about anything. Amazing. So out of touch. The Godfather star, James Caan, has passed away. One of my heroes, and I say that not lightly because I don't really ever look up to actors as heroes, but I always loved all of James Caan's work. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan. He played Sonny Corleone, the son, the oldest son in The Godfather, and he played a fantastic rough athlete in Rollerball, and really was in a lot of great, great, great movies. Brian's Song, yeah, of course, another great movie, Brian's Song. But nothing will ever, he'll never be remembered for anything higher than The Godfather in 1972 as Sonny Corleone and won a nomination for an Academy Award for that performance. And it made his career. And I'm a big Godfather fan. Love that movie, my favorite movie of all time. And, of course, he was to me, along with Al Pacino, the great stars of The Godfather will always be. I'm very sad to hear about his death. And by the way, I don't necessarily have any ideas. 82 years old. You die when you're 82. Long before, you know, COVID vaccines came along. You know how I feel about COVID vaccines. Seems like the entire Hollywood and politicians and movie stars and actors and actresses and you name it, NHL players, NFL players, NBA players, everybody is dropping dead suddenly, and it's celebrities are dying in huge numbers no one's ever seen before, but not just dying, getting paralyzed faces, getting paralyzed bodies, getting heart attacks, getting strokes, getting blood clots. And it's not that this shot discriminates against celebrities. It's that celebrities are representative. They're dying and getting ill in the same numbers as the population. So many people are dying in America. It's unbelievable. And so many people are dying in England and Canada. It's unbelievable. And the governments don't know how to explain it. But I don't know that James Caan died because he got a vaccine. I don't even know that he got a vaccine, but I'm assuming he did. I'm assuming everybody in Hollywood got a vaccine. I'm assuming anyone who ever wants to get on a movie set ever again got a vaccine. And so there's a chance he got the vaccine, and maybe the vaccine pushed along his death. Maybe it didn't. Maybe he's going to die at 82 anyway. But you do see in the news so many celebrities passing away. And I would say the only explanation is that since 2021, the numbers have gotten huge, just like the numbers in the population as life insurance companies have proven us. What is Lincoln National, fifth biggest life insurance company in America, announced last week that deaths are up over 160% in working-age Americans. So it's not the 82-year-olds like James Caan that are dying. It's people between 18 and 65 who work for a living who were forced by the OSHA vaccine mandate to get vaccinated by their corporations. Those are the ones dying in huge numbers. So I don't know about James Caan, but there are quite a few in Hollywood who have died lately. The numbers are staggering. They all seem to die suddenly. But here's the one that matters to me. Former NHL defenseman Brian Marchment dies unexpectedly and suddenly during a trip to Montreal. 53 years old, longtime NHL defenseman, current San Jose Sharks scout Brian Marchment. So he died, and again, there's no information about the cause of death. And I would point to all these deaths and say that many of them, not all of them, you can't prove every one of them was vaccinated, and you can't even prove if they were vaccinated, if in fact they died because of the vaccine. But I will tell you that it is very, very, very suspicious. And when we get back, I'll tell you about all the deaths in England, not of celebrities, but of average Brits that are scaring the bejesus out of the British government and the British population. And it's non-COVID deaths. I'll tell you about it when we get back. How about Canada? In the last month, 90% of all the COVID deaths were vaccinated. 4 out of 5 were triple vaccinated. Unbelievable numbers. The vaccine is absolutely, positively dangerous and deadly and is now causing sudden death to be the thing in every country in the world that is heavily vaccinated. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. I got to tell you what John Hinckley had to say when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you.
Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Roots. Welcome back. There's a lot to be angry about since I've been gone. My gosh. I can't even believe some of the things I've read about since I've been gone. This Joe Biden does not have to be impeached. He's got to be indicted for treason. I don't know what we're waiting for. And I'm going to write a column. My plan was to write a column tomorrow, and I was trying to argue, you know, with myself which column I was going to write. And the question is going to be, am I going to write about Joe Biden, the need to indict him for treason because of what he's done on the border and what he's done with the oil and energy business and selling our oil reserve to China? Or was I going to write about what's going to come to destroy our chances of winning a landslide in the midterms, which is monkey COVID or COVID monkey or, you know, monkey COVID pox? And sure enough, the WHO is announcing that it's spreading everywhere, and that we've got to lock down again, and we've got to all mask up again, and social distance again. I'm not doing any of that. Never going to happen again. If I have to, then we're all moving to Florida or Texas. But I'm never doing that ever again. But there's no question that's their plan, to spread COVID monkey to the whole country and make believe everyone's going to get sick. And make believe that you've got to do only mail-in ballots so they can steal the election again with no voter ID. So I'm probably going to do that one. Because that is just incredible to me. Just incredible. And I want to mention again, James Caan, my favorite actor, probably in the whole world ever, died today at the age of 82. And I've got a little tribute that Chris, my producer and board op, produced for James Caan, Sonny Corleone in The Godfather. And without further ado, here you go.
Sonny, what?
loosen up a little bit. If you go after the Canalia, all hell's going to break loose. Let the smoke clear. Pop can negotiate.
No, Pop can't do nothing for you, better. I'm going to decide what's going to happen.
All right, but your war's costing us a lot of money. Nothing's coming in. We can't do business.
Well, neither can they. Don't worry about it.
We can't afford a stalemate.
Well, then there ain't no more stalemate. I'm going to end it by killing that old bastard.
You're getting a great reputation. I hope you're enjoying it.
Well, you just do what I tell you to do. If I had a wartime consigliere, Sicilian, I wouldn't be in a shape.
Pop that jack, look what I got.
All right, Wayne Alaruch, very sad to hear about the death of James Caan. 82 years old, passed away today. All right, enough of the mafia music. Enough. We gave him his tribute. We had his tribute. And now I want to move on to some other stories. I also want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital. Listen, I saw an article today, one of my favorite websites. I think it was Zero Hedge, I believe. And it said that if, in fact, inflation is here to stay for a long period of time, then everybody who passed on gold at this moment in time is going to be so sorry that they blew it. Because, my God, gold is going to go through the roof. And anyone who thinks inflation is like short-term, transitory, is an idiot. Inflation is here to stay. So, you got to buy gold and silver. You just got to. And I think inflation is hyperinflation. I think it's stagflation. I think it's years to come at a very high rate. I think we're between a rock and a hard place. I think that the only way to stop massive inflation from destroying our economy and the middle class and destroying the supply chain is that you'd have to put interest rates at 20%, like Paul Volcker did in the Reagan years that killed inflation and created the greatest economy after that in world history. You know, we had GDP of like 8%. Can you imagine GDP of 8%? Economic growth of 8% under Reagan? No one's ever seen anything like that. But first they had to tame inflation, and they did it by putting interest rates at 20%. Well, you can't do that now because we owe $30 trillion in debt, and that's not the real number. The real number is probably $230 to $275 trillion in debt. So if you raise interest rates 20%, the U.S. government would go bankrupt, could not pay the interest on the debt. So they're between a rock and a hard place, the Fed. There's no way to raise interest rates even close to 10%. Therefore, they will not be able to stop inflation. Therefore, you've got to own gold. Inflation will explode like never before in America's history, and it will be long-term. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA. 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today, and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first offer. You heard me. If you're among the first 100 callers right now, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. And by the way, you want to know how bad things are in America today, how low we've sunk? John Hinckley, the man who shot President Reagan, said over the weekend, there's too many guns in America. Oh, my God. We're going to depths I never imagined.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now. USA Radio News.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
And there was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it, and he was quite motivated to carry out the attack. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, you know, struck people at random.
Investigators say Robert Cremo III took aim and fired 83 rounds at spectators from a rooftop, stopping to reload his rifle. Then he made a run for it in women's clothing, leaving his gun behind. After an eight-hour manhunt, Cremo was captured and confessed. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to Wayne L. Root Show, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Back from my vacation in Park City, Utah. I'm thrilled to be back in the saddle again. Before I get to our esteemed guest, Paul Manafort, and I'm really looking forward to this interview in just a minute, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because it is an urgent announcement about a national press conference regarding election fraud that will be held here in Las Vegas on Tuesday, July 12th at 10 a.m. in the Ahern Hotel. The guest is a national radio show, but we have so many big events in Vegas, and I love to mention them on my show because one of our flagship stations is right here in Las Vegas, AM 670, and I want people to know about this event. It's at Ahern Hotel, 10 a.m. next Tuesday, July 12th. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association has called for investigations by law enforcement across the nation. Former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack is leading the charge. He'll be at the Ahern Hotel on Tuesday, July 12th, along with more than a dozen sheriffs from across the country, plus there. Special guests, True the Vote investigators Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht, and of course yours truly, Wayne L. Root, will open the entire event, calling all patriots and law enforcement to come together in pursuit of the truth regarding the stolen 2020 election, the worst crime in America's history. Tuesday, July 12th, 10 a.m., Ahern Hotel. Free event. Costs you nothing. Get more information and make a donation at cspoa.org, cspoa.org. All right, so what goes along with thoughts about a stolen election in 2020 would be what they did to Paul Manafort, the campaign chairman for Donald Trump's 2016 upset win, his presidential campaign in 16. He's the author of Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, but Not Silenced, certainly not silenced if you're on the Wayne L. Root Show. Paul Manafort, honor to have you on the show. How are you?
Good to be with you, Wayne. Thank you.
So tell us about your new book, Political Prisoner, which describes this hoax of all hoaxes that sent you to solitary confinement because you wouldn't turn against President Trump.
Right. The book's coming out on August 16th, although it can be pre-ordered now on Amazon. And in the book, I talk about the Trump campaign of 2016, what the mainstream media and the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration tried to do to present a false narrative against Donald Trump on collusion with Russia. And then I talk about the attempts to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump through a variety of narratives, including the special counsel going after myself and others, including the president. And then bring it right up to the current times, the time I spent in prison as a result, the court trial itself, and the abuse of the process. And what it means for today and what we need to be diligent about trying to recapture so that they can't happen to other people in the future.
How long were you in prison and how much of that time was spent in solitary confinement?
I was in solitary confinement for 1 year. They did this when they were before I was convicted, before I was even tried, because they were trying to get me to break and to give them Donald Trump. And then after my trial, I was sentenced to 7 years. It was incredible. Served one of those years in a general population prison in Loretto, Pennsylvania, before the president pardoned me in December of 2020.
Was that, more of, I suppose there's no such thing anymore as a country club prison, but was it more of a dormitory prison, or were you in some sort of a prison with murderers and drug dealers?
Well, what you're talking about is a camp, and but no, I was not in a camp. They made it very impossible for me to go. I should have been in a camp, but they made it impossible for me to be assigned to a camp by virtue of conspiring with the prosecutor in New York City to bring charges, state charges against me, which I talk about in the book. And so I was in what was called a low security prison, which means we were locked down and at nighttime and with people who, for the most part, were not committing violent crimes, although I was in a prison with a lot of pedophiles, which is where they put the pedophiles for the most part.
Unbelievable.
What do you think when you
look out at the George Soros-funded DAs in big cities? And when people commit violent crimes and murder and rape and carjack and home invade and every other horrible crime you could think of, they let them walk right out of prison before trial. Forget about before trial. The day they're arrested, they're in and out within hours or maybe the next day, and they never have to put a bail. And look what they did to you. And you see the dichotomy of those two things, you know, for you doing nonviolent, you know, nothing. And it's a witch hunt, and you just wonder what the hell's going on in America, right?
Well, the prison system has got real problems, and the prosecutorial system has even worse problems. I mean, when I was in prison, I was with a bunch of people, and a lot of them were minorities and for nonviolent crimes, who through conspiracies between federal prosecutors and state prosecutors, these young kids who couldn't afford lawyers and had to use public defenders were getting sent 15, 20, 30 years for crimes that they shouldn't even been in jail for a year on. And in fact, Trump's First Step Act made Trump a hero in prison because he was recognizing the incongruity of sentencing and how unfair it was to one part of our population. But, you know, so I saw that firsthand in prison. What I saw when I was dealing with the prosecutors was how when the power of the U.S. government is focused on you, and there is a prosecutor who has no ethics or belief in the process and uses the process as improperly as possible to get what they want, it's a very difficult situation. And that's, I had a rogue prosecutor in Andrew Weissman, who had no principles at all when it came to applying justice to me. And who was trying to break me to get Donald Trump. And the book deals with all of those permutations.
And where does the legal process currently stand? I mean, you were pardoned, but what happens in the future? Anything at all? Or are you just now a free man for life? And
no, I'm just done. I've moved on with my life. It's behind me. I'm living in the present. The president gave me a full pardon, so that effectively I was never convicted, which I shouldn't have been in the first place anyhow.
Right. I got it. And if my memory serves me, and I have no notes on this, so let's see if my memory serves me. Didn't they come after you at one point for not registering as like a foreign lobbyist, and it was something that had never been, no prosecutor had ever tried to go after someone on that charge in like 80 years or something like that. I remember something to that effect.
You've got a very good memory. That was the charge. They brought a failure to file a form in a criminal action. They brought a criminal action. There had never been a criminal action since the act was created in the 1930s. I had already settled the matter without any penalty, civil penalties, without any slap on the wrist with the fair unit of the Department of Justice. So it wasn't even an issue anymore. But Weissman took jurisdiction throughout the agreement I had with the federal office and brought criminal charges against me because he needed a foreign hook to try and say I was conspiring with the president, or then candidate Trump, with Russia. It was totally bogus. It was totally, first, it was historic. And, you know, and I don't think he should have brought charges against my consultants who I hired who were doing the lobbying, and who were Democrats. But he didn't bring any charges against them.
Because they're Democrats. I mean, I often say, Paul, that if you're a Republican and you spit on the sidewalk, it's a possibility of life in prison or the death penalty. And if you're a Democrat and you actually kill someone, everyone looks the other way, government, the prosecutors, the media, and you get nothing. It's I've never seen anything like the last few years since Trump came along in the history of America where we're like going back to the Soviet Union and the Soviet KGB and the East German Stasi. It's just embarrassing.
There are two standards of justice. There's one for Republicans and one for Democrats. And it's not even close to, you know, equal.
And so, first of all, where are you in your life today? What do you do nowadays? Where have you gone besides being an author, obviously?
Well, I mean, I live in Florida. And written this book, obviously, that's coming out in a month. And I've moved on with my life. I'm back with my friends and my family. I'm doing business, some private business again. Helping people, advising people, you know, on certain things who are interested in politics. And I'm living my life again. I've moved on.
Let me remind people that Paul Manafort was the campaign manager for Trump's amazing upset win in 2016 for President of the United States. Where do you come down on this idea of Trump running again for president in 2024? You think it'll be announced very soon? Are you pretty certain he's going to do it? I know I am, but your opinion's more important than mine. What do you think?
No, I think you've got a good opinion. I mean, I think Joe Biden is making it very easy for Trump to make the decision on running. When you look at Trump's successes as president on the economy, on energy independence, on control of the border, on America First foreign policy, and then you look at Biden's total failures in all of those areas, and the impact it's having on our country, the case makes itself for Trump to run again. And the president who ran the first time in 2016 because he thought we needed to drain the swamp and we had to focus on making everyday Americans' lives better, now knows his policies work, knows that the Democrats' policies don't work, and the people that he cares about are suffering.
Does it matter if elections are rigged, right? That's the million-dollar question. I know that everyone now wants Trump back, everyone, meaning a large majority of America, loves Trump, wants Trump back, can't stand Biden. We all know Trump worked, Biden doesn't work. But are elections rigged? If you want to hang out for a minute, I'd love to get you on the other side to get your answer to that. Can you wait through the break?
Sure, I can absolutely wait for the break.
All right, Paul Manafort, I want to get his answer on whether he thinks elections are rigged and whether you can win a landslide in the midterms if, in fact, elections are rigged. I'm not as confident as many others are. I think we should win by a landslide. We'll see if we do. Let's ask Paul when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio special. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all across the United States on USA Radio Network. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. For over a year now, I've been talking about John and Chelsea Jubilee and how Energized Health has changed my life. Actually, it's been about 2 years, and I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on the Energized Health program. Well, if you haven't done the 88-day Energized Health transformation, if you've been waiting because you don't want to spend any money, this is your chance for free to do the men's 3-day challenge this Monday, July 3rd through Wednesday, July 13th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific, which is 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. This challenge is for men 55 and over seeking the best health and bedroom life ever. Register now at energizedhealth.com. Click the men's event button. Discover the breakthrough you've been wishing for without medication, painful exercise, or restrictive yo-yo diets. Beat the frustrating cycle of low stamina, low energy, and low strength. Since 1997, John Jubilee of Energized Health has helped thousands of exhausted, mature men live healthy lives of vitality and deep satisfaction like me. The 3-day Best Health and Bedroom Life Ever Challenge, July 11th through 13th. It's all free. Register now at energizedhealth.com and click the men's event button. It's free. Energizedhealth.com. This is your chance for free. Energizedhealth.com. All right, we bring back Paul Manafort, campaign chairman for Donald Trump's successful 2016 presidential campaign, author of Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. So, Paul, let me ask you quick one other question, which is when you see these January 6th protesters, which appears to me almost all of them did nothing except get waved into the building by Capitol Police, and they walked in the building and did nothing, didn't commit any violence. When you see them being held in solitary for over a year, what say you?
It's outrageous. I mean, these are people who are exercising their freedom of speech, constitutional right. Many of them were not, that are being held in solitary confinement today didn't even enter the Capitol. They were just out there on the grounds. Look, whether they did something right or wrong, they have constitutional rights. They should be able to get freed under habeas corpus. They should be allowed to have their counsel, and they should be able to defend themselves. The fact that the Biden administration is still imposing solitary on American citizens is just outrageous.
It is outrageous. And when we went to the break, I asked you to ponder a question that I wanted to get the answer about when we came back, and here we are. You know, how rigged was the 2020 election? And I think very rigged. Certainly in key battleground states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and my state of Nevada. I think there's no question that Trump won all six, and all six were stolen. And you add them to his column, take them out of Biden's, it's electoral landslide for Trump. So what makes anyone think it'll be different in the midterms coming up in November? Don't you think there's going to be a lot of rigging going on there, too?
I think it's a different world in 2022, honestly. I think the COVID crisis gave the Democrats what they were looking for to play fast and loose with the law, whether it was ballot harvesting or no ID voting, all of those kinds of loosening up at the ballot box and reviewing absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. All that's gone now. I mean, what has changed is Republicans paid attention and learned from, 2024 or 20, and a number of the key states that you just mentioned have changed their election laws and have tightened them up so that the ballot harvesting, the no ID voting will be almost impossible in those states in 2022. Now, that doesn't mean we can't be, we shouldn't be vigilant. We have to be. I mean, I also think the infrastructure through which we monitor elections is going to be very different than it was in 2020. For example, I mean, election day is no longer one day. It's a process. And we have to be just as vigilant about looking for ballot fraud during the mail-in period time and the early voting time as we are on election day. I think the Republicans have put together an infrastructure now to cope with those situations is way better than they did in 2020. And so do I think there'll be no fraud in 2022? No, I don't think that. I don't think there's ever been an election where there's been no fraud, and the Democrats usually are the ones in the cities doing it. But I think that we are better prepared to uncover beforehand so that we don't have to wait till the period after the election or before certification to make our case. And we'll be accused of racism. We'll be accused of trying to intimidate voters of not voting. But what we're really doing is ensuring and protecting the vote of every American.
Well, I hope you're right. I got to tell you what I think is going to happen. I think that when they realize they're going to lose like 80 seats, that's going to be one of the worst, slaughters in the history of midterm politics. I think they're going to make sure there's a new COVID or monkeypox outbreak that scares everyone and makes everyone vote absentee ballot, and that will just absolutely throw the results into chaos. Any thought on that? We got like 30 seconds for an answer.
Well, I mean, look, we've seen that playbook, and now it's our job to make sure that we don't see history repeat itself. I think we will be better prepared to make sure history doesn't repeat itself. And there are some Democrats who aren't upset with the atrocity happening in November, meaning the woke left Democrats, because I think they see that as an opportunity to take control of the plurality in the Democratic caucus in Washington. I'm bullish that the wholesale fund that would be necessary to undo the tsunami that's coming is not going to be able to be infiltrated.
All right, Paul Manafort, his new book is out, Political Prisoner. Grab a copy right now. Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. Paul Manafort, thank you. God bless.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Free.